Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Michael.
So this is, a topic we're going to talk about today, back pain, that we have talked about. Just to remind listeners, huge problem, frequent cause of visits to doctors. Almost every adult has a lower back pain at some point in their life. The long-term outcomes of lower back pain are incredibly favorable. Most of us will get better, most within 4 weeks. Those that don't, another huge percentage get better within 12 weeks. And there is a small percentage of people that are left with chronic back pain that cause us a lot of worry because we're not quite sure in this environment of difficult pain control and opioids, how to sort of manage them. Subacute back pain as opposed to acute, commonly defined 4 to 12 weeks, and chronic back pain is defined as pain that persists for 12 weeks or more. Lots of our patients come into us, they have sort of non-specific lower back pain. That means it's not really due to a disease, it's not due to spinal pathology, they can't really remember doing anything, lifting anything, etc., but perhaps they twisted or turned or something. The rule is that these folks usually improve rapidly and disability is reduced and they can return to work quite quickly. There have been studies that have shown that there's huge overutilization of unproven interventions, things like traction and corsets and all kinds of devices. There's overuse of second line medications, and I would include in this both muscle relaxants and opioids. And there is underutilization of some really good stuff like exercise therapy, perhaps treatment of depression, etc. The question comes up about physical therapy. When do we use physical therapy? You found an article, it was published in Spine in 2017, begins on page 285. It attempts to answer the question, is physical therapy cost-effective in the initial management of patients with acute low back pain? Mark, can we use physical therapy with confidence?
Well, it's a really important question. It's something we commonly recommend, although, you know, there really are two schools of thought. One is that physical therapy makes a lot more sense for chronic back pain, and when you have an acute low back pain or acute low back injury of some kind, a strain, then maybe the physical therapy is less likely to be helpful. So these researchers had published a previous study where they did a randomized trial, and they randomized patients, primary care patients with acute low back pain, to either early PT or delayed PT. And they found slightly better short-term outcomes with early PT, and they were statistically significant. But the effect size was small. It was like a 2% or 3% increase improvement in sort of quality of life and symptom and pain scores. So nothing too impressive. And those differences didn't persist at 1 year. The PT consisted of 4 sessions over 4 weeks. So it wasn't very intensive. And that's one possible critique. So they said, okay, well, on an individual level, maybe it's not something all that meaningful. But what about if we look overall at a population level of cost effectiveness? And so they did a cost effectiveness analysis where they looked at the impact on time off work and the cost of the PT and the impact on quality of life. And they found that what their conclusion was, the early PT does cost more money for an episode of back pain. It increases the cost of that episode from about $800 to about $1,400, so about $600. It did increase quality-adjusted life years over time, over 1 year, by 0.02. So you had a small increase in your overall quality of life that year. They estimate it's around $30,000 or so per additional quality-adjusted life year at a population level. They say that's reasonable. And so if you take the sort of population cost-effectiveness perspective, early PT makes sense. If you're an individual patient, though, the actual symptomatic benefit is small and maybe not all that noticeable to you. So it's one of those things, a difference between looking at the individual patient level versus looking at populations. It's kind of like other studies have shown that just taking, having to take a pill every day decreases someone's overall quality of life by about 1% over a year. And that, you know, who's going to notice that, right? But if you factor that into a decision to have people take a medication like a statin over a long period at a population level, it actually has kind of an impact on the overall cost effectiveness. So it's a bit of a muddle. I generally don't prescribe physical therapy for my patients with an acute low back pain episode. I encourage them to be as active as they can, to not to avoid bed rest, to get active and start walking and, you know, become active. But I don't generally refer them for a formal physical therapy sessions. I don't know if that's different from your practice or if you have thoughts on that.
I'm the same. I mean, there are some soft stretching exercises and things that our physical therapist recommended, and we have sheets that we've given out. But, you know, I agree. I've not ever heard you, though, say, and I think it's a profound observation, this 1% change in lifestyle with taking, simply taking a pill. And I do think that that's something that we forget, and we're not teaching our trainees this idea of labeling someone and having them do something that reminds them every single day that there's something wrong with them. It's got a small but very real effect.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not something that an individual patient may say, boy, I feel so much crappier this year because I had to take that, you know, statin pill, you know, just the idea of taking a statin. But, you know, at a population level, it does probably have some effect. It's something we just need to be aware of, at least.
Yeah. It does remind me of a study that was done in the mid-1970s, as I recall, where they randomized in a factory. You could never get this done today with ethics rules, but they went into a factory and half the people, men, were told that they were hypertensive and the other half were told that they weren't. It had nothing to do with reality. And they followed absentee rates and visits to the doctors and self-description in terms of their health, et cetera. And those that were told they were hypertensive actually did much worse, had many more doctor visits, many more sick days, et cetera. So again, it's a reminder that this labeling is big.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yep. We will talk next week. Thanks so much.
Yes, we will.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.